In the year 2020, we welcome you to the KPBX Fall Folk Festival Retrospective. In 4 hours, we'll look back on about 40 acts from our legendary broadcasts over the years. Let's begin in 2004, hosted by Carlos Alden and, yes, Dan Marr. That includes performers Brian McLeod, Steve Shenham, the Kathy Colton Trio, Dan Marr, Stephen Shelley Hines, Nicole Bailey, Mad Mama Moon, and Keeler, Melvin, and Morse.
Welcome to the Fall Folk Festival, a live KPBX radio broadcast. What a start! I'm Carlos Alden, and we have a great program for you today. Yes, indeed. I'm down here, and Dan Marr is going to be joining us in, 10, 15 minutes. And we have a variety of performers today. Well, good to have you here, Dan.
It's good to be here.
Our next performer is Brian McLeod. Brian is a true Scots Highlander who presents Scottish and Irish folk tunes in the true, genuine tradition. Although we have lots of wonderful Celtic music and culture in our Spokane area, it's great to have someone who truly wears a kilt with authority. This is his first time coming to the Fall Folk Festival. Let's have a big hand for Brian McLeod.
All right, Brian.
I was a student in Glasgow for a number of years. I'm actually from the Highlands of Scotland. And like any large city, the police were mythical. And so this takes place in a mysterious and imaginary part of Glasgow just to protect the innocent. The fazog, when you hear the word fazog, it means your face, okay? And of course, policemen went round in beats in those days. They didn't have patrol cars. It's called Invertoty, which is this fabled part of Glasgow that doesn't really exist. It was done by old Invertoty. The Gestapo were out on the beat. They were looking for murder and arson, and drunks as they rolled down the street. Now two of the chief constable's agents had notebooks quite filled up with names. 42 men, 3 women and a dog for peeing up closes and lanes. Not Dan's dog, though. It was 2 in the morning when they found it. It was lying there just like a log. 'Twas a badly beat about body with tire marks scorched up its fazog. Well, they went through the usual procedure. They kicked it to make sure it was dead. Then they went through its pockets and shared out its cash. Then they smoked all its fags while it bled. Then they picked up this body, well, one at its head and its feet. They carried it down through an alleyway and they dumped it on another man's beat. It was 9 o'clock when they refound it, propped up in an old chip shop door. It was naked by noon, we a note round its neck, not wanted on beats 3 or 4.
Brian, we'll see you later. 3 o'clock in the Littlefoot room.
I just want to know if that authority carried over onto the radio. He wore that kilt with such authority. And did you feel the authority out there in Radio Land?
Let's give Steve Shenham a big welcome.
All right, Steve.
Thank you. A couple months back, I saw that the FDA had approved the microchips for people, that it was safe. So anyway, I think this is a really good song in light of all that. Also, it's in 5/4, so it sounds like I'm making mistakes. I'm really not. I'm going in tomorrow for my microchip implant. I need one for my job. There's a new system at the plant. The system checks your number throughout the factory. The system's got your name on file for plant security. Microchip contains my identity. Microchip, that's how they keep track of me. Microchip, you really shouldn't mind unless there's something you're trying to hide. They tell you that it's painless when they inject it beneath your skin. It's smaller than a pencil lead, and they use a clean syringe. Scientists have data which prove they cause no harm. They've done some tests on livestock on a couple of different farms. Microchip contains my identity. Microchip on read-only memory. Microchip, you really shouldn't mind unless there's something you're trying to hide. They scan you at each doorway when you come and when you leave. They know when you have coffee, and they know what time you eat. They know which room you're in at any time of day. It's not that they don't trust you, that's just how they operate. Microchip contains my identity. Microchip on read-only memory. Microchip, you really shouldn't mind unless there's something you're trying to hide.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you very much.
They were petrified of you. Well, but it was certainly worth the wait. She just blew the people away there at the rally. And Kathy Colton is here to blow you away again. Let's have a big hand for Kathy
Colton.
All right,
Kathy.
Thank you. This is a little original song off the title. It's the title cut off of the CD called Towards the Heart. Get that apparatus on. She's going to wail it up on this harmonica today. Red Eye Jedi. When I rolled into this life, I wasn't ready like I thought. I thought I knew the ropes and chains. I thought my soul was bought. I was ready for the battles before the wars ever fought. I was looking for distraction with no interest of being taught. All the ways of forgiveness toward fulfillment of my heart. Releasing all resentment. Where I had to start to find the peace that transcends, of which I had no part, towards the heart. Whoa, towards the heart. I looked at my life journey and where I am today seems the places and the faces have changed, but the story is still the same, and I can't get down deep in my my soul that's guided my every move. Oh, I walked around with this chip, believing nothing would ever do. I've been looking for something I never find from a source outside myself. Well, it's time I take this anger and put it on a shelf. Find the ways of forgiveness toward fulfillment of my heart. Releasing all resentment is where I had to start. To find the peace that transcends, of which I had no part, towards the heart. Oh, towards the heart. Hope I'll see the way things truly are. Try to stay right-minded, taking wisdom from the start. Trusting and believing things are as they ought to be. Oh, don't fix it, don't change it, let it be what it is to me. And find the ways of forgiveness, good fulfillment of my heart. Releasing all resentment is where I had to start. To find the peace that transcends, of which I'll have a part. Oh, a peace that transcends, of which I'll have a part. Oh, a peace that transcends, of which I'll have a part. Towards the heart. Oh, towards the heart.
Thanks a lot.
Kathy Colton. Okay, Dan, you got something for us?
Yeah, I think I do. Do you want it rowdy or?
Oh, I think it should be as rowdy as possible.
Okay.
Stand alive.
Okay. Here's one for you to sing. You need to learn it real fast. Okay? It goes. Now the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. Sing it. Now the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. A third higher. Now the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. And a third higher. Now the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. And again, now the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. By the way, when I go, because you're too late, you all need to shout out as loud as you can. Too late! Are you ready? Let's do a dry run. Because you're too late.
Too late!
Okay, a little bit louder. Because you're too late.
Too late!
It actually doesn't even happen in the song. I just thought that I'd... Here we go. Now the noses on the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. A little higher now. Now the noses on the faces of the ladies of the... Come on, everybody. The court of King Caractacus were just passing by. More over here. Now the noses on the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. And again, now the noses on the faces of the ladies of the harem, the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. Now the boys who put the powder on the noses on the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus, sing it now, were just passing. Here we go. And now the boys who put the powder on the noses on the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were the boys who put the powder. Now the boys who put the powder on the noses on the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just passing by. And now the boys who put the powder on the noses on the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus were just... Okay, some of you have the no-risk sing-along phenomenon thing happening in your head. You go, we're just passing by. Aren't I good? Like you're in church and you got the big old hymnal, you know, and you put it right up to your face and you go, Lord, amen. Don't do that on this song, folks. The boys who put the powder, are you ready? Now the boys who put the powder on the noses, on the faces of the ladies, clap your hands on the word of King Caractacus. We're just passing by. Now the boys who put the powder on the noses, the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus. We're just passing by. Now the fascinating witches who put the scintillating stitches in the breeches of the boys who put the powder on the noses, on the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus. We're just passing by. Now the fascinating witches who put the scintillating stitches in the breeches of the boys who put the powder on the noses, on the faces of the ladies of the harem. We're just passing by. Here we go. Now the fascinating witches who put the scintillating stitches in the breeches of the boys who put the powder on the noses, on the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus. We're just passing by. Now the fascinating witches who put the scintillating stitches in the breeches of the boys who put the powder noses on the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus. We're just passing. So, if you want to take pictures of the fascinating witches with the city ladies, stitches in the bridges of the boys with the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus, you're too late! Big Harmony, folks, stop! Big Harmonies, lots of finish. Because they've just passed by.
Thanks, Dan. When you say rowdy, you ain't kidding. Okay, our next act is Steve and Shelley Hines.
Yeah.
Steve and Shelley are a husband and wife duo from Stanfield, Oregon. You know about them, Dan, right?
I do, and I can remember, and it's been quite a while. I remember when the first album came out and they did some remixing and things, and I was so excited. It's just a straightforward, pure duet harmony sound with nice guitar and good lyrics and everything that you'd want in a song. That's what it is.
Now, their bio said that until today, the furthest north they'd ever been is Yakima. Is that right? That means you've missed the famous Applets and Cotlets Festival in Kashmir. You missed it. Dan, have you ever played at that one?
No, because I keep inhaling the sugar.
Singing applets and cotlets, alive, alive, oh, right now. Anyways, let's have a big hand for Steve and Shelley Hines.
Hail from down around Stanfield Way in Oregon. That's about 5 miles from Hermiston, the watermelon capital, supposedly, of the world. We're going to sing a song that's dear to the region that I grew up in, northeastern Oregon, northeast Oregon snow.
Summer's gone and fall leaves fell. Bridal streams make crystal veils, and the chill has stirred a feeling that my youth used to know. Go to bed in the dark at night, waking up to a world of white, and there's nothing like a winter's morning in the northeast Oregon snow. Other folks may well believe that there's about the best they've seen, and of them I say I must agree, and have spoken like a pro. And I tell that lie without a care, if the fear would keep the masses there, cause there's nothing like a winter's morning in the northeast Oregon snow. Wood is up, the fire's on, winter couldn't last too long. The willows and the elk horns don their satin shoes. So cold wind, the shutters tight, love will keep us warm tonight, and everything is just alright with a blanket over our blues. Another year is setting in. Last year's colors all give in to the goose down diamond snowflakes that heaven seems to sow. And in a time all made anew with melting watercolor hues and one more winter's morning in the Northeast Oregon snow. Give me one more winter's morning in the Northeast Oregon snow. One more winter's morning in Northeastern Oregon snow.
It's a pleasure to be here. I really wanted to thank Dan Marr. He's been an avid supporter of us for quite a few years. We're hiding down there in the sticks, and he's always trying to get us to come out, and we just haven't gotten it done yet. The next song we're going to sing for you is another regional song about a murder that took place in Condon, Oregon in 1912, a young woman by the name of Virgie Hart. And it's written from the standpoint of the murderer, actually. I'll just leave it at that.
I left my home in Kentucky, bound for Oregon ground. Here in Gilliam County, my true love will be found. 2,000 miles I've come to make a brand new start and take the hand of a pretty young girl by the name of Virgie Hart. Well, I hold a letter dear, says Miss Hart cares for me. The sole reason I have come to be with sweet Virgie. 'Twas love brought me this far, the same such misery. Today I found out Virgie Hart don't feel the same about me. On its eerie hilltop seat, Condon was the site. Three shots rang out in the open street in the early evening light. Say a prayer for Mr. Crane, who tried to intervene. His noble efforts all in vain, a bullet in the cheek. No one to stop this evil deed. Two shots found their mark. One hit Virgie above the knee, and the other pierced her heart. One shot pierced Virgie's heart. I dream of sweet Kentucky from this God-lost Oregon ground. Here in Gilliam County, my true fate will be found. 2,000 miles I've come to make a brand new start, but they'll take my life away like I took pretty young Virgie Hart. I'm the one who fired that gun, Robert Morgan,
his by name.
About as guilty as they come, though another shares my shame. One letter and some careless words tore all these lives apart, and I've realized
too late. They weren't the words of Virgie Hart.
Thank you.
Thank you. They're going to be at the game room at 2:45.
And again, for good people.
Dan, tell them where we are and what we're doing here.
We're at the Spokane Community College here, and we are the radio show for the ninth annual Spokane Folklore Society Folk Festival here at the college. And by the way, this would be what, our fifth annual radio show? Is that right? I sang on the first one you hosted, and then I hosted the second one, and then this is our third one together in a row. Yeah, this is the fifth one. Our fifth radio broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. It's Spokane Public Radio. Come on down to the festival and walk in the doors and be totally mesmerized by anything and everything that's going on. There's gospel, there's dance, there's bluegrass, there's world music, there's Celtic, there's all kinds of things, and there's a lot of people. Lots and lots and lots of people doing lots of music. The Shape Note folks are out, and there are all kinds of things happening in the little jamming rooms where you can just go and find people of your own musical persuasion, and you can just jam with them. And they're all there. And workshops, and the program is amazing. And they do a real good job of actually setting it up so that you can kind of figure out where you're going and all this kind of thing. And then there are arts and crafts kind of in the middle of the main area there as well.
Oh, it's a good place to come down and spend money, buy some Christmas gifts too.
Yeah.
And there's food, and if you've got kids, bring them down.
Come on and buy somebody's kid. Yeah.
Well, that's not quite what I was saying. But there's things for kids to do too. If you have little kids,
lots
this is a good
activities.
Place. Yeah, activities for kids and all kinds of stuff going on. It really is fun. And a big thank you to the Spokane Folklore Society for making this happen and getting it underway and conceiving of this idea. I remember when this wasn't here. You remember that, Dan?
I remember when there was a huge lack of folk music, and the Folklore Society kind of leapt into the fray way back in the 70s and got it all cooking, and slowly built some things up. It's just been incredible, that. And then, of course, the Contradance folks, Penfix, and those guys worked together with the Folklore Society. And Spokane is pretty good for the whole folk thing.
Well, we have actually three more. We're going to hear from Nicole Bailey and then Mad Mama Moon, and then Keeler Melvin and Morse is going to close up. So let's introduce Nicole Bailey. She's from Sandpoint, and she is new to the Fall Folk Festival. And she is here with her friend Maureen Clahan. Yes, I got it right. Okay, and she has two current CDs. She's opened for Sean Colvin and Carlo Bonoff, and she does folk rock. Let's have a big hand for Nicole Bailey.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. This is the title track to my song, my CD, called Despite the Dents, like in a car, not IQ, Despite the Dents. Gazing out the window on my way back home, sitting beside you in the car, looking at the traffic coming the other way. I wonder where their lives are headed to. And if I drove a Mercedes, would I still be crazy? Would I have a lot of business to tend to? If I drove a Cadillac, would I be stuffing two kids in the back? And tell me which life has more value. But we've been on this highway for quite a long time. I've seen enough country to settle down. We've traveled in the flats and in the mountains all around. And I think it's time to put my 2 feet on the ground. But if I drove a pickup truck, would I be running out of luck? When it came to pass a buck, you let me down. What direction do I drive to get the best out of my life? Does it matter which car you bring through town? I think about the passerbys. Do they ever break out the maps? Do they have business or beauty on their minds? Do we have anything in common besides the route that we're on? Are they directionless, wasting all their time? I see one man energy, and his woman is fast asleep, and he's singing a song I cannot hear. Is there family on the way? Does his life get better day to day? Does he keep what's important to him dear? I think we'll keep on riding down this road that we're on. Notice the signs and hold hands along the way. Nothing is for certain about the world we live in today, and I wouldn't want it any other way. Think I'm happy with my car. It's taken us pretty far, and I know sometimes I don't seem quite content. But the time traveling with you seems like the right thing to do. Think it's all been time well spent, despite the dance. If I drove a Mercedes, would I still be crazy? Would I have a lot of business to tend to? If I drove a Cadillac, would I be stuffing two kids in the back? And tell me which life has more value. It's up to you.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Thank Nicole you so Bailey. Much,
Nicole. Dan and I are here at the Fall Folk Festival at Spokane Community College, Green and Mission. We're just finishing up our two-hour live broadcast. And we still have Mad Mama Moon coming up. They're setting up right now. That's Sherry and Mila Javier. They performed on KPBX on Sound Space and for the Evening Under the Stars benefit for KPBX. Mila plays all manner of string instruments, and Sherry sings and plays percussion. Are you guys ready to go?
Sure are.
Let's have a big hand for Mad Mama Moon.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
This is a song called Sing Prayers Loud. It's pretty appropriate for the time. We hope it squeezes in the time frame, and we can play the whole song. From behind the mask of corporate man, fools play king to the common foe, releasing their grip on integrity to act out their greedy fantasies. As fool of the herd, as emperor, as lord of now
She, they laugh and glare, and clever we are to lead them around. As ruler of the earth, as emperor, as lord of all things, as lord of all who rule. Sing, praise loud. The sun is setting. Minds of kingly fools, the globe as a game of chess appears, where pawns by the millions live and die, unnoticed in royal strategies, as fool of the herd, as emperor, as lord of all things, as lord of
Sherry, thank you so much.
It's well, funny, Dan, I've heard so much about those folks, and you're right, I don't think I've ever seen them live, and it's pretty amazing stuff. No,
that's right. Well,
Mad Mama Moon.
And next up, we have one more group. These guys are some of my favorites, Keeler, Melvin, and Morse. And I've known Lyle Morse since our kids were in kindergarten together 10 years ago, and it's been my good fortune to have met Brad Keeler and Laddie Ray Melvin since then. And although they all started out as individual performers, they got the brilliant idea to pool their musical talents into a trio and now represent the new movement in Inland Northwest musical genres, menopause music.
Oh, man.
Middle-aged white guy blues.
This is a non-blues number. It's an old-time country tune called Sweet Heaven. It's a green bank.
search this wide world all over. Never find a friend as true as me.
You guys are great. What a fun day we're going to have today.
And with Keeler, Melvin, and Morris, we slide away from the Youth at 2004.